Dick Toledo here, and you've found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, within the 98KUPD app, and PodcastOne.com. And this week, all podcasting content is brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at ChapmanDodge.com.
You need a ride, but you don't want just any ride. You want your ride. Not just something that'll get you from here to there. Something that says, here I am. And it's not enough just to buy your new ride either. No, you need to be able to buy it your way. At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we got you. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
98kupd, there you go, a little Alice in Chains for you. We discussed yesterday that 28 years and one day ago, I said day ago. Don't worry, Brad. I didn't mean to. Jeez, I almost offended, bro.
Man, so sensitive.
28 years and one day, Dirt came out from Alice in Chains. And we looked up, it's been 30 years exactly since Facelift came out, end of August in 1990. The Alice in Chains stuff is getting up there. It's 9:17 here. We bring in our second half of the chair for Rock Wars, Marcus Meng, host of Into the Pit, Sunday nights from 9 till midnight. Yeah?
It's not 7 to midnight anymore?
Nope.
I thought you
cut off
that.
It did not go well last week.
No, it didn't.
Yeah. But Clayton Moorhead said he didn't want that.
Clayton.
So, Brady, you won last week, and you get to pick the theme this week, which you've been hinting to me what it's going to be.
Richard!
Toledo should probably be in here. Now, keep in mind, Brady may sound insensitive if this is what you're going to go with, but last week was very uncomfortable for Brady. All of us, I think. We tried to come up with a safety song between Brady and his daughter for when she decided to start discovering her womanhood privately. And then Brady built a yurt, so there's no walls in his house anymore. It'll never happen. Brady, what is your theme this week?
Well, since Richard isn't here, it's kind of tough to, you know.
Richard!
Here's the topic that I thought about. It's the first time I heard the story of his stepbrother.
Yeah, this is new to all of us. Yeah, we've known Richard for 16 years.
Yeah.
We know his dad abandoned him and never ever talked to him again. His grandmother was a hooker and had a baby that was given up at a doorstep. The Richard stories are insane. And then today he tells us about a stepbrother he never met that was run over by a bus.
Half-brother, not step, half-brother.
Oh, half, that's true. It's okay. Not even step, it's like blood. So he's got a half-brother run over by a bus when he was 12. And Brady's come up with this topic. He wanted to look you in the eye while he said it.
There's two things that for the boys that to look at, because I thought, well, what could have been playing during the bus?
On the bus?
Yeah, that distracted the bus driver. Or what if your half brother was wearing headphones?
He had a Walkman with a tape in it.
Yeah, I like that one better.
Because
we'll go with what Jeremy, the splatter, the bug on the windshield. We'll go with what was in his headphones that he didn't hear the bus coming.
Because I also told you, I remember one time being in a car accident and everything comes to a dead halt after the accident. I got T-boned on 24th Street in Camelback.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it's so surreal because the radio kept going. So the song.
What about your radio when you got hit?
I can't remember. Yeah. I don't think I had it on. I just remember I had my three-legged dog. I had no shoes. I was wearing.
And you got out in a rage.
I was wearing Apollo Creed boxing silks and a T-shirt. And I got out holding a three-legged dog, screaming F-words at the top of my lungs. And I swear the kid in the car had to think, oh, my God, I hit him so hard he's homeless. Because I looked insane. And then, But I don't think the radio was on. And then I put a three-legged pit bull in a car of a little girl was sitting in the back seat. I'm like, watch my dog! And I stuffed it in the back seat and Yardley's shaking like she's just a time bomb. She didn't kill the kid, thank God. That would have been a rough night. And then I asked Megan, can you bring me shoes? I'm right down the street. I just got hit. And she brought me house slippers. So now I'm standing outside in fuzzy house slippers, Apollo Creed shorts. I think I had a different pair of pants in the car, too, for some reason. Yeah, I always have a backup pair of pants. Didn't have my Max yet. So a song that played in the Walkman of young
12-year-old Jeremy.
Of young Jeremy Toledo, who you never met.
Right.
But found out that you're
this would have been around,
passed.
I think, 83, 84, maybe.
It doesn't have to be time sensitive.
Okay.
It can be something today that's just appropriate for that time. Tells the story of Jeremy trying to cross the street.
This will be good for you, Marcus.
I have way too many already.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's the whole show, 9 to midnight. It's just songs about kids getting hit by buses.
Yes.
Yeah. You could have a theme night of kids getting hit by buses.
Hey, do that in honor of my dad.
Not only that, you could do it themed by people getting hit by buses and only bands from Denmark tonight. And it'd be like, it'd still be 3 hours worth of music.
At least.
Yeah. All right. So that's the theme this week. If you want to help out, Holmberg at 98KUPD.com. You can call 585-9800. You can text 97936. Give us your suggestions. A theme for Toledo's late brother he never met that we just found out about today got hit by a bus. It wasn't recent.
No.
You found out years ago also.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
just never told us about this.
I swore I thought I
we
did. That
remember
was all part
this.
Of that.
Your story's so memorable. A brother getting blasted by a school bus or a city bus?
School bus.
School bus. Was he going to school?
City bus. It's Three Forks, Montana. 2,000 people.
I don't know what's going on there. I assume no one's got a car. I'm surprised he didn't get hit by a horse.
Combine. The chuck wagon.
That would have been good. Oh, the chuck wagon must have been feeding time for the pups. Let that guy loose in your house. Give us your suggestions, and we'll find out what we got for Rock Wars coming up next.
Hey, here we go. 98.
It's time for the weekly battle of musical supremacy, known as Rock Wars. The Chair, featuring Marcus Meng from Into the Pit, Sunday nights, taking the Rock Wars to a different level, along with Brett. Two men have to do that job when it comes to Marcus, because some of the things he brings to the party. Brady had the win last week, so his topic this week, based on the story Toledo told about a brother we didn't know he had who was run over by a bus when he was 12. But Toledo didn't know the brother because, of course, his whole family abandoned him, and we've made fun of that for a long time. How's dad left before you were even born.
Yep.
Somebody emailed in and said,
given a choice.
Toledo talked about how his mom talked about aborting.
Yeah, we had that conversation.
Yeah, had that conversation. She was going to abort you. And he said, and then turns out his dad actually aborted one of the kids, but it was much later, 12 years. Whole family was into killing their kids. You're basically Kardashian West. All right, Brady, who would you like to go first?
Let's start with the chair.
Well, we knew that was coming.
I let Marcus take this one because death and dismemberment, that's all his show. So I'm just like, pick it. It's all you, man.
Yeah, this is definitely his wheelhouse.
Yeah, the Italian letting somebody else do the work. I see.
Yeah. Well, you hire out.
Exactly.
Yeah. You just give him a cut. That's all this. Don't screw around with
I also don't want to fall in front of a bus.
Don't end up like the kid that Toledo never met.
Sure, your dad wasn't Italian?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
All right, what do you got?
Well, just some of the lyrics. I'll just say, like the fear that holds you fast, like the last breath you cannot grasp, your end comes slashing down, your death revealed at last. Carnage and sin are my blood, from autopsy to a cemetery, then to your grave, then to your final destiny.
Jesus, God, that is more death in 25 words than I've ever heard in my life.
Do you think death's in the title?
Maybe. I'm going to guess yes.
It is Death Walks Behind You by Exhumed. Because death pushed him into the bus.
This was in the kid's headphones on his Walkman. I knew why he couldn't hear that bus coming.
It's
terrible.
Are you going to hear a bus with this in your headphones?
No, you're not. No. Exactly.
I think I would have rode in front of the bus myself.
Yeah, I would have jumped in front of a bus if this was in my head. Why did he even write lyrics? At a certain point, they're like, that doesn't go. Like, nobody's going to know.
Look, I'll admit, I can hear like 80% of it.
Yeah. That's impressive. Who is this? Autopsies by what?
This is Exhumed.
Exhumed. And the song is Death by what?
Death Walks Behind You.
Death Walks Behind You. All right.
Johnny?
Exhumed. Wow. And now for something completely different.
This is what happens at midnight every day. Larry goes into regular programming after my show and just hits the wall. It breaks.
I fear, after even hearing a little bit of what you just played, that if I play a part of my song, it's going to unlock some sort of weird onk that's going to open a pyramid and people are going to shoot up out of the ground.
You have found the key.
Yeah, you have found the key. Follow me.
Look, if I haven't found the opening yet, you won't either.
I think Toledo's young brother who was run over by a bus was probably just grateful at the relationship he had with that father, Toledo. I think that kid was
12 good years.
Constantly thinking, man,
you son of a
that's
bitch.
Some great dadding I got at home. And he's probably always thinking about spending time with his old man and like all the time he got to spend. He probably had a ball glove hanging off his shoulder. He's going to ride home and play
probably
catch.
Probably rode with it.
That, he's probably riding home from the gold mine your dad worked at. You never got to visit because your dad didn't want anything to do with you. And this 12-year-old kid just had – he was in the lap of luxury as far as paternal relationship goes. So in his headphones, he's like, this is my favorite song of all time because it reminds me of all the stuff I've got in my house. And he probably sang this thing at least to himself once a day, almost like the Lord's Prayer before dinner. Harry Chapin's Cats in the Cradle.
More Ugly Kid
Joe. Oh, you're an Ugly Kid Joe. Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon. Little boy blue. It's just about childhood and how fast it goes and appreciating a dad and a dad appreciating his son.
It's the opposite, though, isn't it?
Well, they're just trying to spend time together, and they can't because of a bus, Marcus.
The bus is probably better.
Perhaps
for them.
You've heard.
Yeah. Cats in the Cradle, that fourth verse you don't hear is that. My child got hit by a bus today. Came to the ground in the usual way, but there was blood everywhere. His teeth had to be identified by the CSI team.
I look at it this way. The dad didn't care about Richard. You think he cared about this kid?
Yes.
Yeah, he was so much supporting more. This one.
That's why he wanted him to die.
And Marcus, this one.
Here's how I know. He allowed him in his life.
Yeah.
That's a win.
There's a Not couple of long. Indicators there.
Even if he beat him every day, it was still more contact he had with Richard.
He was driving the bus.
Probably. That kid looks too much like the first one. Cats in the Cradle.
Odd thing, my mom was a school bus driver for a
See?
While.
I knew that.
Called was she guilty?
Never did talked
she,
about it before.
Did she call the hit?
I had to ask her what routes she ran.
You like you just told me, Two Forks, Montana. There's no city buses. So how many school
three
buses
forks,
were
by
there?
The way.
All right. Well, they lost a fork just recently.
Probably three. Three in the whole
Three
the whole
total
city.
Buses. So sure. There's a 33% chance, A, your mom did this. B, your mom hired someone
See,
to do this.
I already
Crazy.
Solved the mystery.
Yeah. This is not Scooby-Doo, but no. I'm pretty proud of you.
Zoinks like it was old lady Toledo.
My Scooby snacks are whiskey.
Wow. Well, that got weird quick, didn't it? Your mother's a murderer. And with your background, there's no doubt this might have happened.
Robert Stack somewhere is talking about me.
Yeah. Unsolved mysteries, except for pretty sort of solved mysteries.
Yeah.
I've learned two things the show that I run for the music I listen to. It's how to get away with murder and dismember bodies.
Yeah. And Toledo's
also
mom
how
did it.
To solve them by reverse engineering
right.
that.
You listen to it backwards and it tells you what happened.
If you have any information about the three buses.
You don't hear Satan, you hear Stabler from CSI or Law and Order just solving crimes for you.
If you have any information on how this boy was killed by Toledo's mother.
We already know it.
We already have it. Don't bother us. Our phones are fine.
Brady, go ahead. This
All right.
Weird.
Well, I'm picturing Toledo's half brother having a little fun, listening to one of his favorite songs and one of his favorite activities he loves to do when he gets to school. Double Dutch. So I went with Frankie Smith's Double Dutch Bus.
He was a double Dutcher up there in the 2-4. Oh, what's he saying? Is that Freddy Krueger?
Well, I'm glad he didn't pick Devil Went Down to Georgia again.
Double Dutch Bus. Get on the bus. Pay your fare, then tell the driver that you're I've never heard that.
Double Dutch never heard that. No. Count yourself lucky.
Yeah, I am.
I kind of want to walk in front of a bus now.
Yeah. It was in his headphones, though. So
yeah, rocking out.
Jeremy Toledo. What is this? And why would there be a Double Dutch Bus? It's jump roping.
In Montana.
Yeah, well, and that's why the kid is dead, because he had too many questions.
That's true.
All right. Wow.
That's a first for you on the Double Dutch
Never
Bus.
Never heard Double Dutch Bus before. Who will win?
Climb aboard.
Larry's going to have an aneurysm Good. On any of these songs that play. Any of them.
And it's a shame it's happening on his 25th anniversary of his third day of work.
Yes. Yeah. What hour anniversary is it?
What was he doing then? He was
he's an intern with Jonathan
O. Yeah, so he would have been some kind of like in the middays, actually, probably, with Jonathan O.
So it's not quite the third anniversary, is it?
Yeah.
I'm
15 minutes.
I don't care. I just have to be honest.
Really?
Who will win? You can vote. Holmberg at 98KUPD.com. Please, by all means, phone in your vote, 585-9800, or text WARS 97936. Facebook also.
Actually, Facebook isn't working for
okay,
me
Okay, never
right
mind
now,
Facebook.
So no Facebook today. Do text WARS.
Text 97936 or call 585-9800. Marcus and Brett chose
Exhumed.
I don't even know what the hell we chose.
You.
Death Walks Behind You by Exhumed. On the other hand, Brady chose Double Dutch Bus by
Frankie Smith.
Frankie Smith. And I chose, I chose Harry Chapin. It was Harry Chapin, wasn't it? But you did the Ugly Kid Joe version. Cats in the Cradle. You got choices today, folks. You thought last night was a tough choice. You can fire it off there, and we'll find out who wins Rock Wars in just seconds. I'm very excited to see who you choose. It's 98 KUPD.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
You think you're more in tune with the diagnosis or the actual operation?
Actually, I think I could do both. Both.
Marcus is claiming that through listening to the music he listens to and Into the Pit, he could actually
clinically
perform 33% of all operations and clinically diagnose you with a flesh-eating virus. Because of the music. Wow, that's crazy. Speaking of crazy, this is weird. Today's topic, Toledo's great story about how his, and now we're finding out that his mother probably did it as a school bus driver. His half-brother was killed by, got hit by a bus. And this was the brother that his father accepted in his life. One of three brothers.
Yep.
He kept three boys, discarded you. So he's like the dentist with Trident. Four out of five of the kids he liked.
He is.
So I recommended that we keep this one. But one of them runned over by a bus. And Mike Rimbrack says, is everybody missing the point on this, that when Toledo's brother was hit by a bus, he literally became his half-brother, which is just a fantastic line. Yeah. Well done.
Wait, Toledo, are your parents divorced too?
Parents?
Parents.
Well,
he doesn't have a dad.
Sorry, those two people.
No.
They were never together. That's they were the never whole, married. They were never
the
anything.
Father just left while she was pregnant.
Mom got
the
road.
The half.
Mom
he's got, never met his never dad. Met.
I'm trying to still solve more crimes and aftermaths.
Oh, I see. He's trying to put his knowledge to work.
The thing about Toledo that we always give him heat about is that his dad bailed out and then had three more boys, just left him somewhere else. Oh, his story's phenomenal.
Mom was pregnant. She gave him the choice, either you're in or out. He said, I'm out.
Late.
Walked down the road.
And he got a lady pregnant three more times. So I'll keep
these. I met him for the first time in seventh grade.
Your dad's the Hulk.
Yeah. He just left the city. You don't want to see me when I'm a dad. So Marcus chose Exhumed, Death Walks Behind You, for the theme for what your brother had in his Walkman. When he got hit by that bus and made it so he couldn't hear it. Brady chose the Double Dutch Bus by Phil Simms. Who?
Frankie Smith.
Frankie Smith. And I chose Cats in the Cradle, which was the Ugly Kid Joe version, but I'd have preferred the other. But that's all right. On the emails, Brady, I don't know how you did this, but Double Dutch Bus is winning 10-5-5. You get five votes, though, with that nonsense you picked. It's crazy. David says, again, the dirty gravy-eating WAP needs help. Might as well put Marcus in the chair permanently on Wednesdays. Chancellor, I apologize, but I'm going with the stroking out version of Joe Biden, which we call Brady. Sorry, Chancellor. Double Dutch and Brady Bogan gets the vote. Haven't heard it in years. Somehow, Brady's song is more disturbing than what the chair brought to the party today. I agree with that. I don't know which one is more off. I like Ugly Kid Joe's version of Cats in the Cradle, but I got to go with the chair on this one. I'm Native American. That's his explanation. I'm Native. We have to listen to Exhumed. Marcus, a.k.a. the Satanic Angel of Death, and Guido Olive Garden Boy win this week. That's you, Brett.
No.
I have to go for the chair also. This was when you guys were rocking. You got all five in a row. I want Exhumed to be Kirby D's song for last week also to signal Brady that she's playing a little DJ Jazzy D while spinning the crotch rocket.
There's some more fitting Cannibal Corpse songs for that. I decided to be nice.
Death
last week.
Walks behind you while Kirby fiddles the bean in the yurt is probably. Brady with Double Dutch. That is probably Brady's dad that knocked up Toledo's mom and then had it all killed to cover it up because he couldn't bring it back to Columbus. Hey, maybe there's some ties. That would be great. Sorry, John, as much as I love you, I never like Cats in the Cradle. Double Dutch Bus is just too good, said no one ever. Got to go with Brady, signed Randy. I think Crash Test Dummies would have been appropriate, but I'm going to go with you this week, John. Look, you non-garlic-eating Goomba. How did you not pick Mio Padre by Andrea Bocelli in celebration of Toledo not having a dad? My dad. Brady, after last week's topic, I didn't think you could top the awfulness, but well done, my liege. Mr. Holmberg, well done, and as always, my heart goes out to the heart and soul of KUPD. John, I couldn't understand what the hell was being, quote, sung, and I used that very loosely, by the band the chair picked. I like Juris John, good idea, but not a fan of the song. And what the hell was Brady even thinking? I think this is a Toledo's choice. We shouldn't let John Gordon pick this week. Oh, maybe not a bad idea. Isn't Rock War supposed to be music? What the F was that thing Marcus played? It wasn't music. Brady's, I'm going to choose you, so it'll piss off the WAP brothers. Congratulations, you're in the family now, Mark.
Oh, great.
What do you got over there on your thing?
Well, just the text, and Brady's running away with it, was 60% of the
phone.
Yeah, Brady's got it.
God dang it. How is this happening? All right, John Gordon.
I thought we were doing Toledo pick.
Nah, you're right. Go ahead, Toledo.
You want me to pick
his brother this week?
Double Dutch Bus, Cats in the Cradle, which your young brother was thinking about his dad probably constantly because they were so close. And then somebody suggested Toledo's dad, and I pictured him over the dugout hole with the kid being lowered in, singing Tears in Heaven, while Richard sat in the front row going, I'm still here. Shut up.
He got hit by a bus. He didn't fall out a window.
Yeah. Would you know my name? Toledo sings that to
Sentiment's
his dad.
Sentiment's still there, Marcus.
If I saw you in Montana. No, get out of here. You got a choice?
I can't Toledo's go with choice. The Double Dutch Bus, so I got to go with Cats in the Cradle.
Cats in the Cradle is this week's winner, despite...
Just because I'm afraid of Marcus's
John
song
Gordon,
as well.
What would you have picked? He would have picked the Exhumed.
Oh, man.
All right, you know what I'm going to do? Between that and Toledo, because this is how Toledo's...
Flip a coin?
This is how Toledo's father decided whether he was staying or going. John, flip a coin, or I'll flip it. Heads or tails?
Heads!
All right, Johnny's heads. So he's heads. It's tails. Cats in the Cradle
there
is the
winner.
Oh. That's awesome. So it's a fair fight.
I feel like Toledo's dad used a double-sided coin, though.
Yeah. All right, tell you what, Martha.
That's not my name.
Quiet down. Heads, I stay. Tails, you go. It works out beautifully. Well, there you go. Nicely done. And we'll get Cats in the Cradle in there. Marcus Smeng, host of the Into the Pit show, where you can hear Exhumed. You should play it this weekend, just
dead brother's honor.
That's right.
Oh, do you want me to do a dead brother specialty show?
A tribute to Toledo's dead unknown brother. The unknown brother.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do at least an hour of Toledo's dead brother. I got enough songs of blood splattering on things. God. Body parts flying everywhere.
Happy to provide a theme.
As it stands here at 9:53 on Wednesday, I can't wait for Sunday night, but I'm not going to listen to that.
No, I know.
You get one song in.
I get in like, oh, God, this is an affront to my hearing.
People wonder why I don't do a Halloween theme show, and I'm like, it's every day.
Every day.
Your Halloween
every day
theme.
Is Halloween. Isn't that a song?
I will say my favorite theme shows are my Christmas and Easter shows.
Yeah, those are good because you go full Satan, anti-Jesus.
And you should.
Oh, right? Well, that's what it's about. Into the Pit. It's not, let's talk to St. Peter.
One year I said, well, this is my happy birthday Jeebus show. And so you can just guess the song.
Sunday night's Into the Cloud.
We should have counter programming of just religious rock after, and just see if we can blow the station up. All right, we'll get to that in a second. In the meantime, it's time. Thank you, Marcus. Well done. Time for the entertainment drill. Brought to you by our friends at reactdefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. I'm heading there today. Can't wait. I'm going to get out there and work and try to learn some more stuff, and I'm sure I will. We did some long gun stuff last week that I just can't get enough of. And it's just training that continues to grow and evolve. I've been doing it for 2 years now, and I just cannot get enough. And I'm looking at law enforcement people. I'm looking at people in, teachers, students, everybody. This is good for anybody to get into a situation where you just think maybe you could know a little bit more about living your day-to-day life with all these lunatics running around us. It's not paranoia. It's preparedness. And it's smart. You'll get more self-confident as this thing goes. And it is unbelievable. You're going to get in great shape, too. Their classes are unbeatable. You just can't get it better anywhere else. So the gym is fine if you want to run on a treadmill. But if you want to learn something and get in shape and become a better person, there you go, reactdefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. It's up there in Phoenix. It's out in Glendale. And it's in Channel. They got you surrounded. What you going to do? Reactdefense.com. Brady, entertain me.
The Rosebud Motel from Schitt's Creek is being sold.
I don't like how you say that.
It was once an actual motel in the recent years. It was also an Airbnb. But it also housed students at a basketball academy.
It's a hotel. It housed a ton of people that paid them to stay there.
Denver Nuggets player Jamal Murray lived there for 2 years while attending the school.
No kidding. He's phenomenal. Maybe it's because of the hotel. I don't think – I would guess
in
Jamal Murray's –
Orangeville, Ontario, Canada.
Maybe. I don't know if they're – targeting Jamal. Well, he's Canadian, isn't he? I think Jamal Murray might be from Canada.
It's about an hour west of downtown Toronto.
Wow. So it's Gilbert.
Not that far out of the loop, but there's a sequel in the works to the 2019 Lion King remake focusing on Simba's dad, Mufasa. Disney has director Barry Jenkins on board.
It's
he
a prequel.
He scored a Best Director Oscar with the when he got the nod for Moonlight. Yeah, it's a sequel.
About Mufasa? Has to be a prequel.
They're saying
he's dead in The Lion King. You can't go further with his story.
Disney is approaching it. Disney is approaching it like The Godfather 2, Part 2, where the story will push forward while looking back at the past, and including exploring Mufasa's origin story.
So Simba is talking about his dad back in Italy.
Yeah.
How's this going to work? I'm not so sure.
Yep.
I'm trying to tie it in myself, yeah, and I can't even do that one.
If I understand this. But we can do this again, so it's worth it.
I was your father. I was a lion. I got into a stampede that you started. Things didn't go well for me. Your uncle, Scar. I know it was you.
That way, he is kind of the Fredo of the Lion King, isn't he, Scar?
Yeah.
I know it was you.
Yeah. He was the traitor, even though it was a little more evil. Who's the Jimmy Khan?
I'm not sure.
Simba, Timon?
Pumbaa?
Perhaps.
Jimmy Khan.
Yeah, I mean, he played
Sonny. He wasn't in the second one.
Yeah, because he was dead.
Yeah.
He struggles with toll booths.
That's right.
He, too, has a struggle with toll booths.
Deborah Lee Furness is Hugh Jackman's wife.
That's right. She's tired of it.
She's making an announcement. For the people in the back!
She's got something jammed up her ass about this whole
thing.
My
husband is not gay!
She's tired of having this talk.
Yep.
Listen to my wife, not gay! I just love the music of Peter, what's his name? What was his name? Oh, I did the show.
Darn it. Peter.
Allen. Peter Allen. That's yes. Right, Brady. We got that together. I was busy thinking of his bum in those tight pants. I'm Wolverine. Not gay. Totally straight. Who's the new fella you got in the show? I like him. He doesn't look like a garden gnome like the last one. Look at this guy. All hairy. We should go out and look for bitches, you and me, and if it doesn't work out, maybe turn the lights down and I'll lay down and open my legs and just move it out of the way.
She did say not that that's wrong or anything.
No, it's fine being gay. I'm just tired of it. Tired of it. Tired of the rumors. I should be able to blow a guy and stay with my wife. Big deal.
We had some celebrity
Peter
deaths.
Allen. You can't admire Peter Allen that much and not have experienced some gay. You've blown one dude. If you can do a Peter Allen that well on Broadway for as long as he's been. Oh, wait a minute. What did I just say? He was on Broadway. Of course he's gay. It's a prerequisite.
We had some celebrity deaths. Helen Reddy.
Yeah, that's right.
Singer of I Am Woman. Died. And Mac Davis.
Yeah. Singer of Big Brass Bed and a quarterback of the North Dallas 40. It's a really good movie, actually. I don't know if it holds up still. Nick Nolte.
Billy Joe.
It was Billy Joe. That's right. Good job. Yeah, I forgot his last name. But yeah, Billy Joe was his first name. But it was basically a book that somebody who was close to the Cowboys had written about how the debauchery of the Dallas Cowboys in the 70s. And they made this movie, North Dallas 40. Mac Davis was the quarterback, and he's about 5'7". But it's a good movie. Nick Nolte's the tight end. It actually looks the part, but they're...
I think he was a wide receiver more than a tight end.
Maybe, yeah. He was just they were all coke-fueled drug nightmare of this.
Maybe it was Bobby Joe.
I don't know.
Billy
something.
Joe or Bobby
But
Joe.
The corruptness of the Cowboys. And I remember watching that when I was a kid and then seeing it as an adult. I'm like, this is good. But yeah, Mac Davis was in that in his big brass bed.
The Saved by the Bell reboot will hit Peacock streaming service November 25th.
Excited. Just in time for Thanksgiving.
Yes. Finally, there's a music producer named Scott Storch. Recently put together a variety show featuring various holograms. Biggie, Michael Jackson, Billie Holiday, and Whitney Houston.
And didn't one just pop up and the family's like, hey,
yeah,
where'd you get
Whitney's
that? It was
family.
Whitney. Okay, I just read that a hologram showed up somewhere and the family's like, that's not supposed to happen. How does that occur? You just get a hologram that... That's
got
neat.
It on the Antique Roadshow one time. And just
I'll tell you, I wasn't into that hologram thing until I went to Vegas and saw Cirque du Soleil's One. And then at the end, there's a hologram of Michael Jackson, and I'm like, I'd pay for this. It was amazing.
Was that good?
Unreal. You walk in there saying, I can't believe I'm supporting this child rapist. And you leave going, he didn't do anything wrong.
I'm stepping with the man.
Everybody's singing on their way out. It was amazing.
Make that change.
Oh, it was unreal. And the whole crowd's doing the thing, woo, woo, because they got the crowd all fired up at the end. You're like, oh, my God, we've all changed our minds.
And you got on the double Dutch bus and went to the Aria.
And, yeah, we went over to the Aria. And then you see that first family that's there with their child in Las Vegas and immediately feel bad again. The next kid you see resets you from your Michael Jackson love right away. But that show, that hologram was awesome. I'm like, this is – I'm against it, like taking dead artists and – making them do stuff, but they've already done it. So technically, it's just like TV. But holy cow, they put a show around that one at the end. It's brilliant. But you got to ask permission, I suppose.
What do you think a hologram would run a guy? How much?
You want your own?
Yeah.
Of you?
Yeah.
A hologram of you doing what?
Fish tank? All sorts of things.
Yeah, jacking off for a fish tank.
Hunting.
You played at the funeral.
How is it that snake hunting is something I almost hit the button for? I can't have you saying that. Stop that.
Got this on my snake hunt.
Ooh. Marcus, what would
same
you guess
me? Same faces made, that's why.
For a hologram.
Yeah.
How much do you think
now,
a
you're a computer guy.
Yeah.
Well, for yours?
Well, just anybody.
They might
just like Brady driving a backhoe or something.
Is there volume and laser technology, or is it all one, right?
Sure. Yeah. I don't know.
How bad do you want to be dead?
Bigger than the average.
We can get Toledo's mom on this and have you taken out and hologram you, and we'll find out.
How big a bus?
A good size bus.
A double Dutch size bus.
Yeah, it's got to be one of them English buses.
Fully loaded.
Double decker. All right, that's it. I won. Cats in the Cradle. It's going to play in just moments because that's how Toledo. His half-brother, always thinking of his dad the entire time. What a relationship they had. We're done. Have yourselves a great Wednesday, and we'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long.
Hey!
Here we go.
You want to get away, far away, to a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.